Hello and welcome to the Full Moon Teachings for May 2021. And my name is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I do personal growth intuitive coaching for kind soul survivors who are ready to do the inner work, unlock those hidden patterns, and blossom their awesome. So I want to laugh because I actually had recorded the Full Moon episode before, and I was doing it with the intention and clarity of a Cancer sun and a Scorpio moon. So we are still, it is a Scorpio moon, but it's actually a Gemini sun. So it's a little bit different. But it made me laugh because it matches so much with this time period, and that we're also dealing with a lunar eclipse that we haven't had for 2 years, all of this. So the energies are just like wacky right now. So bear with me. I'm sorry if you did listen to the other one. Many of it still applies. It's just the little nuance of having the sun in Gemini versus the sun in Cancer. It brings it into a different clarity. So let's go into it. So the Scorpio moon, when we're dealing with full moon, things are coming very much clear. Things that have been lying under the surface, everything is in full clarity, full manifestation. And we get to see what's working, what's not working, what needs to shift, what do we need to let go of so we can keep moving forward towards our manifestations. And that's my dog in the background. One moment here. So it's a really great time to examine really what is out of alignment, right? And what is actually not, like you might have set intentions for new moon or, you know, for your life or for the year or for the season, and things just aren't quite working out the way you want. But this is a beautiful time because it's right before summer. This is a beautiful, beautiful time to be able to start going, okay, you know, what kind of summer do I want to have, and what do I align to and what don't I align to, and how am I going to make this happen? How can I manifest this? Or anything to do with summer is about abundance, money, love, all of this. So it's like, you know what, if something's not working, this is the time to realign, readjust. So we're dealing with Scorpio. Scorpio is the subconscious, where there's the sting, the pain, the emotional body. It can be connected. It's the death and rebirth cycle. So there could be grief, you know, old griefs, old losses, stuff to do with the past. And very much a sense of, it can also be very much connected to intimacy and passion, the things we're passionate about. Now, where it's different here with the Gemini as a sun sign, that the Gemini is about ideals. It's very much an air sign, a mind, the mental world. The Geminis sometimes are jokingly, and I don't mean to say this to anyone who actually struggles with it, but are jokingly sort of seen as that bipolar, dual personality person. Now that's anyone who struggles with that, I say that, you know, with just my own lens of humor of our own dualities, right, in our own states, not to offend anyone who actually struggles with those challenges. So there's a real feeling of, you know, almost like you're having to really step into, you know, what are my bigger ideals? What do I stand for? What do I believe now? And how is my mind lining up with my subconscious, my heart, right? And my relationships and, you know, my pain, you know, how can I release any old pain and gain the wisdom from it and the clarity from it? So it's a very good time to be able to, you know, really go, wow, you know what, I was bullied back there. You know what, this is what I've learned. You know, I've learned that I'm not really lining up with people who are like this, right? Or I'm not going to engage with people like this. Or you might have really formed some strong, this is a time to really fortify your boundaries, right? And of what, you know, who you see yourself as in the world, what you believe about the world, what you don't align with. And especially after COVID, we've come through a lot of gunk, right? And a lot of upheaval and turmoil. And we're sort of now finally recovering in many ways emotionally from this time. And it's a chance to be able to go, you know what? What is, you know, whether it is your activism or whether it is your perspectives of things, you know, you've gained a lot of wisdom and this is your chance to integrate it. And when you're releasing, it's like even just releasing any pain that has kept you disconnected from your bigger calling or your bigger purpose or your feeling of place in the world with your ideals, like any pain that you've had with bullying or rejection or betrayal or feeling that you don't belong. It's like, no, you do. Everyone belongs somewhere, somehow, with someone, with groups of people, perhaps, but we all belong in this world on some level. And in many ways, right? And that we are all lovable and deserving in these ways. So it's just, you know, healing any parts of you that ever felt like you didn't, you were hurt, right, in many ways, or feeling marginalized in certain ways. And they're just going, you know what? Well, yeah, it's like the ugly duckling syndrome. It's like, I deserve to belong, and maybe I need to find my people over here. And this is what I'm about. So I've gone through this personally. I've gone through this with, you know, even realms of activism. I've gone through this with realms of holistic practitioners. I've had to go, yeah, not my people. You know, it's like these things that we feel obvious, that these are obvious familiarities or similarities and ideals and perspectives, then all of a sudden you have to go, I'm not entirely on board with this, or yeah, it's not, this isn't entirely my branch over here. There's, you know, this is leading to my suffering. So really asking yourself, what works for me? You know, and I'm going to be speaking about this in another podcast, but it's like really asking yourself, what is working for me now? So I can alleviate myself of suffering and let this go to the full moon, let go your pain, allow for, you know, anything that isn't working for you to really release it. And remember that you want to align to your values and ideals and philosophies and, you know, really bringing in what is true for you now because of all of this. So if you need any support, anything, you know, to help with processing this time or align further to this time, I do offer a Stay Aligned program. And it is a 6-month, 1-monthly program. And we just keep you focused on your goals. We do the inner work and help you get going. I'm here as your accountability buddy and coach and being able to guide you within. And you can just reach out to me at www.blossomingheart.ca. Happy full moon, lunar eclipse, and sending you big hugs during this time. It's not an easy moon. All right, talk to you soon.